AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. The debt ceiling agreement reached by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy still needs congressional approval. Before leaving the White House to spend the rest of Memorial Day in Delaware, Biden said he's hoping for that approval.
I feel very good about it. I've spoken to a number of the members. I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
Earlier in the day, the president marked Memorial Day by taking part in the wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden said we should remember the sacrifice made by generations of U.S. troops. While also speaking at that event, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley said Memorial Day is very significant.
On this day, we remember the over 1 million Americans who took their last breath on the bedrock of liberty, supporting the eternal cause of freedom.
The demolition of a six-story apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, that partially collapsed, injuring at least one person, is expected to begin Tuesday morning. Residents have not been allowed back inside to gather their belongings due to unstable conditions. Russia has issued an arrest warrant for a U.S. senator. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on what Senator Lindsey Graham said and why the Russians are angry.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said on an edited video of a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky that the Russians are dying and described U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. He appeared to make the remarks in different parts of the conversation, but the video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, causing outrage in Russia.
North Korea has told neighboring Japan it plans to launch a satellite in coming days, which may be an attempt to put a military reconnaissance satellite into orbit. This is AP News. New York City is slowly sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers and other structures built on top of it.
As rising oceans threaten New York City, a study from the U.S. Geological Survey documents another risk: the loose soil like artificial fill.
That was put in to enhance some of the land areas, and that can sink just under its own weight because it's so poorly consolidated. And if you build on that, of course, that exacerbates it.
Lead researcher Tom Parsons also says parts of the city will eventually be underwater.
It's inevitable that the ground's going down, the water's coming up. At some point, those two levels will meet, but I just am not able to give you a date.
The research team calculated the more than 1 million buildings spread across the city's five boroughs add up to about 1.7 trillion tons. Julie Walker, New York.
And a long-awaited proposal to finance a Major League Baseball stadium for the Athletics on the Las Vegas Strip is scheduled for its first public hearing Monday night. I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.